Hello, son of God, daughter of God. How powerful are you to you? Are you built to quit or continue? Are you living up to someone else's expectation or your own? And what do you expect of you? Do you expect to quit or keep going? Why did you quit? Did you quit at the lack of appreciation or the lack of applause of someone else? Do you live for the applause or the affirmation or validation of someone else? Will you keep doing what others expect you to do because it encourages you to keep going? What do you expect to do with you? Are you built to quit or built to last or built to continue? How well is your built-in motivation? Why do you quit so soon? Do you quit because it looked like they didn't appreciate it? Well, my question is, did you appreciate it? And are you living life that you appreciate? Or are you trying to live up to somebody else's appreciation? Are you trying to be noticed by someone else so they could give you the applause to keep going? Have you noticed you? Do you hate you so much that you won't notice you, but you hope somebody else notice you and it will inspire you to keep going? Are you continually going off the fuel of somebody else? Is your battery dead and you're needing people to keep getting these jumps, this jump off on? Are you connecting cables to somebody else's life so they can jump your battery? Well, when will you replace the dead battery in yourself? Have you noticed yourself? You want others to notice you. And if they notice you, you'll keep going. Well, how come the keep goingness is not in you? Have you noticed you enough to keep going? Are you moving off of somebody else's appreciation and expectation? Have you placed expectation on you and greatness and significance on you? Or have you just given yourself a little grace to do nothing? Are you angry that other people are not giving your life something to do? Do you want someone else to give you something to do? Has your life noticed you enough to give you something to do? And why do you quit so soon and so easily? Why do you are so quick to give up? How do you see yourself? Is there a confidence in you that keeps you going? Or does somebody else have to produce something for you to go after? Are you looking for people to put things on your schedule, or has your own heart placed things on your schedule to go after? Well, why aren't you putting things on your schedule to go after? Why do you do the least? Are you needing somebody better than you to come into your life to give you more to do, to give you something higher to reach for? Well, why aren't you reaching high? Oh, you don't really expect that out of you. You need someone to expect of you more than what you expect of yourself. I get it. Every time you start and stop, why is that? Why do you need somebody else to motivate you to keep going? Why are you using other people as the object of power? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Listen, if we really be honest about it, a lot of us are living up to our husbands, and we're living up to our wives and girlfriends and boyfriends. We are living from other people's opinion and other people's lives, and you might be mad at it. You may be mad and want your own life, but beloved, you don't have your own life until you reach for greater things. You can't keep reaching low and say, that's my life. You can't keep reaching so low and calling that a life. You can't keep putting easy objectives in your life. It's to the point it's so easy, you don't have to reach them today. Some of you will pay your light bills before you change your own mind. I wrote that earlier. renewal and mind transformation are bills that many will choose to pay late. Why are you making yourself so small? And why are you living so late with your own self? Why are you putting the greater things off for more achievable things? Are you worth the power? Really look at it. Look at what I'm asking you. Are you really worth the power? How come you only go so far? Is that all you expect of you? Hey, are you running away from people who may expect better from you? Are you running away from people who expect more from you than you do yourself? Will other people put you to work quicker than you put yourself to work? Really, look at the question. What are you expecting of yourself? Are you a finisher, a completer, or a quitter? Are you worth the finish? Will you only finish if others pressure you to? Will you only complete the task if someone else pressures you to do it? What type of pressure and responsibility and demand are you placing on yourself? Are you that so incompetent with yourself that you won't correct yourself when you give up on yourself? Are you built to have grace with yourself and be soft with yourself? Do you celebrate and respect the power in you? Have you noticed you enough to win? Because like I said, most people would do stuff so other people can notice. Now, if they notice me, they might offer me an opportunity. Let's get up and go sing in front of him, because he may notice us and ask us to come and record. Have you decided to work in front of you and notice you and offer you a contract? Listen, when is the last time you offered you a contract because you noticed you? When is the last time you got up and sang in front of you, danced in front of you, written in front of you, spoke in front of you, taught in front of you? When is the last time you've been incredibly creative in front of you and you offered your own self the contract? When is the last time you offered yourself the opportunity to get out of the ghetto, to get out of poverty? When is the last time you offered yourself an opportunity to get out of the doldrums? Or are you waiting for someone else's platform to get you out of it? When is the last time you built one yourself? Are you a quitter? Or what?